Hello and welcome to your GCSE Chemistry Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you've pressed play today because the topic we're covering, pure substances and mixtures, is one of those topics that comes up again and again in exams. And once you really understand it, the marks just start flowing. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. I already know what pure means. And that's exactly the trap that catches so many candidates every single year. Because in chemistry, the word pure means something very specific, and it is not the same as what it says on your orange juice carton. We'll get into that in just a moment. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to confidently explain the difference between pure substances and mixtures, describe and explain all the key separation techniques, calculate RF values in chromatography, and avoid the most common mistakes that cost students marks in the exam. Let's get started. Let's start with the most important concept. What does pure actually mean in chemistry? In everyday life, we use pure to mean natural, uncontaminated, or high quality. Pure orange juice, pure wool, pure gold. But in chemistry, a pure substance is defined as a single element or a single compound, not mixed with anything else. So pure water is H2O and nothing else. Pure iron is just iron atoms. Pure sodium chloride is just sodium chloride. No other substances present at all. Why does this matter for the exam? Because examiners love to test whether you know the scientific definition. If a question asks you to state the scientific meaning of a pure substance, you must say, a single element or compound not mixed with any other substance. That's your mark right there. Now here's the really useful thing about pure substances. They have sharp specific melting points and boiling points. Pure water melts at exactly 0 degrees Celsius, and boils at exactly 100 degrees Celsius at standard pressure. These are fixed, precise values. Mixtures, on the other hand, melt and boil over a range of temperatures, not at a single fixed point. This is how scientists use melting point data to assess purity. If a substance melts sharply at a single temperature, it's likely pure. If it melts gradually over a range of temperatures, it's a mixture. This is a really common exam question. A student heats a sample and records that it melts between 78 and 85 degrees Celsius. What does this tell us about the sample? The answer is that it is a mixture or that it is impure, because pure substances have a sharp, fixed melting point. Now let's quickly clarify the three categories you need to know. An element contains only one type of atom. Oxygen, iron, carbon, gold. These are all elements. You cannot break them down into simpler substances by chemical means. A compound contains two or more different elements chemically bonded together. Water is a compound of hydrogen and oxygen. Carbon dioxide is a compound of carbon and oxygen. The key word here is chemically bonded. The elements in a compound cannot be separated by physical methods. You need a chemical reaction to break them apart. A mixture contains two or more substances that are not chemically bonded. They are just physically mixed together. Salt dissolved in water is a mixture. Air is a mixture of nitrogen, oxygen, argon, and other gases. The components of a mixture keep their own properties and can be separated by physical methods, which brings us to our next section. Before we get to separation techniques, I want to mention formulations, because this is a term that appears in exam questions and trips students up. A formulation is a mixture that has been carefully designed so that it has the right properties for a particular purpose. Think about medicines. A tablet contains the active drug, but also binders, fillers, and coatings, all carefully measured to ensure the drug is delivered effectively. Paint is a formulation. Alloys like steel are formulations. Fertilizers, cleaning products, and fuels are all formulations. The key point is that formulations are useful mixtures. Each component has a specific purpose, and the proportions matter. Now let's cover the separation techniques. There are four main ones you need to know, and for each one, you need to understand when to use it and how it works. Filtration is used to separate an insoluble solid from a liquid. You pour the mixture through filter paper in a funnel. The solid particles are too large to pass through the tiny holes in the filter paper, so they are trapped as the residue. The liquid passes through and is collected as the filtrate. Classic example, separating sand from water. Crystallization is used to obtain a solid solute from a solution. You heat the solution to evaporate some of the solvent, concentrating it, then allow it to cool slowly. As the solution cools, the solubility of the solid decreases and crystals form. You then filter off the crystals and dry them. Classic example, obtaining copper sulfate crystals from copper sulfate solution. Simple distillation is used to separate a liquid from a solution, or to separate two liquids with very different boiling points. The mixture is heated. The liquid with the lower boiling point evaporates first. The vapor travels through a condenser, where it cools and condenses back into a liquid, and is collected in a separate flask as the distillate. Classic example, obtaining pure water from salt water. Fractional distillation is used when you need to separate a mixture of liquids with similar boiling points. It uses a fractionating column, which creates a temperature gradient, hotter at the bottom, cooler at the top. Liquids with lower boiling points reach the top of the column first and are collected. Then the temperature is raised to collect the next fraction. Classic example, separating crude oil into fractions, or separating ethanol from water. Chromatography is used to separate and identify the components of a mixture, particularly colored substances or substances in solution. In paper chromatography, you place a small spot of the mixture on a pencil line near the bottom of chromatography paper. The paper is then placed in a solvent, but crucially, the solvent level must be below the pencil line so the spots don't dissolve directly into the solvent. As the solvent moves up the paper by capillary action, it carries the components of the mixture with it. Different components travel different distances because they have different affinities for the paper and the solvent. Here's the key terminology you must use in the exam. The paper is the stationary phase. It doesn't move. The solvent is the mobile phase. It moves up the paper. Components that are more attracted to the mobile phase travel further. Components more attracted to the stationary phase travel less far. Now, the RF value. This is a number that tells you how far a substance has moved relative to the solvent front. The formula is RF equals distance moved by the substance divided by distance moved by the solvent front. For example, if a substance moves 6 centimeters and the solvent front moves 8 centimeters, the RF value is 6 divided by 8, which equals 0.75. Two critical points. RF values are always between 0 and 1. They can never be greater than 1 because the substance can never travel further than the solvent. And RF values are specific to a particular solvent and conditions, so they can be used to identify unknown substances by comparing them to known reference values. Right, let's talk exam technique. These are the mistakes I see candidates make time and time again, and I want you to avoid every single one of them. Mistake number 1, using the everyday meaning of pure. If you write pure orange juice is pure because it has no additives, you will get 0 marks. Always use the scientific definition, a single element or compound not mixed with any other substance. Mistake number 2, forgetting that pure substances have sharp melting points. Mixtures melt over a range. This distinction is worth marks in almost every exam series. Mistake number 3, getting the RF formula upside down. Some students divide the solvent front distance by the substance distance, which gives a number greater than 1. And that's impossible. Always remember, substance on top, solvent on the bottom. A helpful way to remember, the substance is always less than the solvent, so the fraction is always less than 1. Mistake number 4, not naming the phases correctly in chromatography. You must say stationary phase and mobile phase. Saying the paper and the solvent without using these terms will cost you marks in a describe or explain question. Mistake number 5, choosing the wrong separation technique. Read the question carefully. If the solid is insoluble, use filtration. If you want to get crystals from a solution, use crystallization. If you're separating a liquid from a dissolved solid, use distillation. If the boiling points are similar, use fractional distillation. Time for a quick fire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Question 1, what is the scientific definition of a pure substance? A single element or compound not mixed with any other substance. Question 2, how does the melting point of a pure substance differ from that of a mixture? A pure substance has a sharp, fixed melting point. A mixture melts over a range of temperatures. Question 3, what is the formula for RF value? Distance moved by the substance divided by distance moved by the solvent front. Question 4. In paper chromatography, what are the names of the two phases? The stationary phase, the paper, and the mobile phase, the solvent. Question 5. Which separation technique would you use to separate two liquids with similar boiling points? Fractional distillation.
How did you do?
You got all five? Brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and reread those sections of your notes. Let's bring it all together. The key things to take away from today's episode are these. Pure substances are single elements or compounds with sharp, fixed, melting, and boiling points. Mixtures contain two or more substances not chemically bonded, and they melt over a range of temperatures. The four separation techniques are filtration for insoluble solids, crystallization for obtaining solid solutes, simple distillation for separating liquids from solutions, and fractional distillation for separating liquids with similar boiling points. In chromatography, the paper is the stationary phase, the solvent is the mobile phase, and RF equals distance moved by substance divided by distance moved by solvent front, always between 0 and 1. And remember, never use the everyday meaning of pure in a chemistry exam. It will cost you marks every time. Thank you so much for listening. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark you earn is the result of preparation. You've got this. Good luck.